www.thepressfreedom.com. You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. A lot to cover today. I'm going to start with a little bit about what's happening in Russia. I want to continue on the story of Otto Skorzeny, Adolf Hitler's bodyguard. On his deathbed, he brought forth so many interesting details about what really happened to Adolf Hitler after World War II. But I'm going to begin with out of what's happening in the Ukraine. The German government, I read an article last week that the German authorities had gone into Germany to the Russian Gazprom offices and began to seize documentation. Well, out of today's WhatDoesItMean.com, German government seizes control of Gazprom Germania, which is a subsidiary of Russian energy giant Gazprom that operates some of Germany's largest natural gas storage facilities. And upon seizing these facilities, President Putin of Russia stated, "We're already hearing announcements confirming from some officials about the possibility of nationalization of some of our assets. This can be taken very far, but let no one forget that this is a double-edged weapon." And Germany immediately to respond declares 40 Russian diplomats as undesirable persons. Are there undesirables here in the United States? Undesirable persons saying they have 5 days to leave the country. This is escalating. Then the United States, more sanctions, stopped Russian government from paying holders of its sovereign debt more than $600 million from reserves held at American banks. These interest payments on long and short-term Russian government bonds were owed to these Western banks and financial institutions, and they were due. Well, so what did Russia do? Russia quickly paid these debts with gold-backed Russian rubles. And people don't like, the American government does not like to hear that. Gold-backed. Any currency, gold-backed. Any currency, any nation, like Iraq, that was going to back its dinar with gold and also use, quit using American petrodollars, immediately the United States invades and assassinates Saddam Hussein. In Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, the same with Gaddafi. And any nation that is interested in separating itself from the petrodollar sanctions come swiftly. Well, going on, the ruble has shown a strong resistance, and Putin has also insisted he's very clear to the EU nations, to NATO nations, nations buying natural gas from Russia, that he's clear that Russia will be paid with rubles, not the American petrodollar. Out of Poland, the Polish Prime Minister, he declared, I must say this very clearly, the sanctions we in Poland have imposed so far don't work. So they're not working. The Polish government is admitting it. And then another NATO member, Hungary, it stated that it doesn't have any problems for paying for Russian natural gas in rubles. This is distressing to the United States, not just to the United States, but also to the global one world power structure. George Soros and some of the other German leader, other nations, Klaus Schwab, definitely. Now, the nation of Slovakia, it also has made the decision to pay for their natural gas in rubles. The nations in the old Soviet Union, yes, they are now separated from, they have become sovereign. They're no longer part of the old Soviet Union. But at the same time, they are aware of America's strategies in causing division between these nations and Russia, these nations having conflict with one another, and it's a more sophisticated society, a more sophisticated world presently. They're not totally in step with the United States, especially. So we're going to continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, podcast 1360KNC.com.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
The P.E. Gun Show, April 9th and 10th, will be located at 1840 Greeley Mall, Greeley, Colorado. The show has hundreds of tables filled with guns, ammo, accessories, and much more. CCW classes on both days, a firearm giveaway for modern arms on Sunday, food all weekend, and thousands of patriots make it a perfect way to spend the day. buy, sell, or trade. See PEShows.com for more info. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Perfect color me. Extreme ways that help me. They help me out late at night. Extreme places I had gone to never see any light. Dirty basements, dirty noise, dirty places coming through. Extreme walls alone. Did you ever like it, Pam? I would stand in line for this.
Okay. As we'll continue. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, Sundays for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church, 9 to noon. I'm going to continue with this article here. We're going to get through this quickly. I have some other things I want to present to you. Again, today, Germany admitted that the European Union has almost no sanctions left against Russia. At this point, I'm going to interject something that I'm redundant about. Russia is in the Bible. Russia is called Magog, in the land of the Gog, in the land of Magog. The Russian people, Meshech and Tubal, the children of Japheth, one of Noah's sons. Russia has prophecies, a prophecy, a major prophecy in the Bible, two chapters in Ezekiel, chapter 38, 39. She must fulfill her plans. God has plans to punish Russia. America is trying to destroy Russia. The EU, NATO, but Ezekiel makes it clear. Russia is going to be successful in the Ukraine. Russia is not going to deplete her resources militarily, her soldiers, her army, on this black hole. It's not going to happen. It's not going to be another Afghanistan. Russia is going to be victorious politically. She's already, you can see the political favor with the nations surrounding the old Soviet Union nations. Nations in the Middle East, China in the West, and the Far East, the Asian sisters, many of them, India. She has favor with nations in South America and in the EU. Some of these nations realize without Russia, their industry, their manufacturing is going to come to a halt, and the people of these nations are going to freeze to death. And this summer, they're not going to have air conditioning. Politically, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, Russia is going to be successful politically. Now, Russia also, according to those scriptures, those two chapters, is going to be successful economically. Everything I have presented to you to this point is about the economic strength that Russia has through her gold-backed ruble. Now, Germany admits that the EU has no sanctions left. Now, what is happening in this country, Joe Biden, for a year, 2 years, I have been stating that Barack Obama never left office. When Donald Trump was elected, there was a shadow government, a deep state government. It's called Senior Executive Services. It's called the Continuity of Government. It is also called the all of the 3 to 26 letter agencies in intelligence. It is called the main one being the CIA / SS intelligence network in the United States of America, which should not be operating within the borders of this country, but is. It is the Praetorian Guard. It is the reality of Caesar's Praetorian Guard 2,000 years ago plus. There is no secret agency more powerful than the CIA / SS intelligence agencies internationally. Period. None. Doesn't exist. NASA or NSA, National Security Agency, the military agencies in every branch of the military, you name it. They don't have the clout, the power, the reach, and the power in their reach, the finances through black budget operations funded by the sale of blood that is loaded with adrenochrome, sale of children, of women, of slaves, basically, human bodies that have the opium trade in Afghanistan, still some operations in the Golden Triangle down in South America. This network cannot be dismantled. It cannot be taken apart. It cannot be destroyed. No one, no government, no law passed in Congress can touch it. It is in the Bible. I tell you this, these people, they realize how powerful this hidden power structure, how important and how powerful it is. This is just the way it is. Now, Barack Obama, when he left office, he did not lose any authority. It just, you might say, he just went on a small vacation. But he still, he purchased a place in Washington, D.C., that became control center for the global one world, new world order, Illuminati, satanic government. That is what that is. And he's even stated that he spends his time in the basement with his stuff. What does it mean, his stuff? It means that his witchcraft. You don't have to believe me, but I'm presenting something to you that as time goes on, you're going to see. He never left office. Immediately, before probably 2014, he began already. They knew Donald Trump had the momentum through the Tea Party movement to make a run for the presidency. Already they were watching Trump. They said the machine was put in gear. They were trying to get it to 26th gear, like these semis. Well, let's say 13th gear. I used to drive a semi, had 20 forward gears. And you could go backwards as many gears, too, if you wanted. They were trying to get it into high gear. They couldn't because Donald Trump. Upon Donald Trump's second election win, it was too late. The apparatus, the continuity of government apparatus through John Brennan, all of the usual suspects working together with the Rhino Republicans. Don't forget that the Rhino Republicans are also part of the global New World Order. They have been threatened. If they don't go along with the program, it will cost them individually and their families, their wealth, everything, their power. They're compromised, period. There's no sense in, you can research to see how compromised they are, or you can look at the facts, look at what has happened in the last, during the Trump administration. Romney, a big part of what in research is the Mormon Mafia. And people have never heard of the Mormon Mafia. Don't go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo or StartPage, some other search engine. Romney is part of the Mormon Mafia. All these people, continuity of government, the Senate, the Congress, House of Representatives, intelligence agencies, SES, Senior Executive Services, the military, the universities of this country, the law firms, the major law firms of this country, all basically under the control, the military intelligence, the militaries of our country, under control to some great degree by Britain still, through the Pilgrim Society in London and Pilgrim Society in New York City. This gives you an understanding of really what's, I'm giving you a view that you may not be aware of. Obama never left power. Joe Biden is not the real president. Barack Obama is still the man behind the scenes who is really the president still of this country. He's had his 8 years plus 4 years of Donald Trump, even though Trump was able to, from his position, pass laws and slow things down as far as a New World Order and the Illuminati secret society objectives for America. He slowed it down. He could not stop it. Vladimir Putin is taking that position presently. Vladimir Putin is the one who has put the wrench in the gears and has kept the wheels from turning for a while. But remember, like I stated, Russia, two chapters in the Bible. These two chapters talk about the time prior to Christ, his return, Russia. Very detailed. Russia will be great economically, politically, militarily, and the United States and the global powers from this country with the EU, Schwab, all with the industry, corporations, with the NGOs, the multi-international corporations. These people rule everything. It's called inverted totalitarianism. It should be, we at the peak of the pyramid should be the ones that are making the decisions. But with inverted totalitarianism, that pyramid is turned upside down. And the people are at the bottom, and the multinational corporations are at the top. The multinational corporations, the principle was set with the Rockefellers in the late 1800s. And the government gave them a way to take over governments of the world and nations of the world. The International movie, you should see this movie, The International with Clive Owen. Great movie. We'll be back in a few minutes Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
Does this corrupt monetary system give you a whack to the head or a poke in the eye? Call Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. That's 800-951-0592. Don't be a stooge. Buy gold and silver today.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Yeah, we'd like to get away and leave it all behind, but we have to sit and face reality. And more reality. Let me present to you more reality. The present truth. What is the present truth? I'm explaining to you the present truth. Donald Trump legally, legitimately, whether you agree or disagree, your choice. According to the Constitution, is still the president of this country. The lawsuits to look into voter fraud have never been able to go to the judicial district the way they should have, to the courts the way they should have. So legally speaking, biblically speaking, Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of this nation. Joe Biden is the imposter. Now, behind the scenes, as I stated before, Obama had his 8 years. He was 4 years in hiding. He's been, for the last year plus, still running this country through senior executive services, through the continuity of government, through the intelligence agencies, still. And I don't know if you saw him come out and do his strutting when he came to the White House here, I guess it was yesterday, with Obama. And you could tell who the king was. As you look at that, that was very telling. God is telling the world who is coming back. When it's not going to be, when Joe Biden leaves that position, when Obama makes the decision to move him out, to send him to wherever, away from the spotlight. And Obama has been using him to bring the devastation to this country and the evil to this country, so that he will come back. When he comes back in, he's going to look like the savior of the world. Don't you doubt me? I have been, from the time I was 2016, 2017, 2018, when I began on this station, I have been talking about Donald Trump and the one who will succeed him legally. It would not be Joe Biden. It would be Barack Obama. Barack Obama's coming back. He made his entrance yesterday. Of all the people in the Democrat Party, the favorite, the accepted son, is Barack Obama. He is the only one that the occult Democrat Party would accept. They will not accept Kamala Harris. They will not accept. They have not accepted Joe Biden, but he is there. He's a better than Donald Trump. They'll accept him. They'll accept anybody as long as it's not Donald Trump. It's not going to be Michelle Obama, Michael Obama, Obama's male lover. No. Don't. You can believe what you want to believe. If you go to the internet, don't go to Google. Go to DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, start page, and you begin to look at the lawsuits. Larry Sinclair, Obama's lover. I think he got the flu. You had the Hillary flu. You had the Epstein disappearance, death. And you're going to start hearing about the Obama flu, the plagues. I'm just presenting this to you. You don't have to believe me. So it's not going to be Michelle or Michael. Not going to be Kamala Harris. It's not going to be Nancy Pelosi. It is going to be Barack Obama. The Democrat Party, he is the favorite son. He has to destroy the Constitution to take over a position in this government once again. And I have read in previous programs verses out of the New Testament where the Apostle Paul, in 2 Thessalonians, he talks about something in the world that restrains, that holds back like a dam, like a wall. Something is holding back and keeping Barack Obama from coming back to power once again. It's called a restrainer. Many Christians feel that this is the Holy Spirit. God will restrain until it's the right time, but it's not talking about the Holy Spirit restraining. If that had been the case, then there would be no evil in the world, because the Holy Spirit would restrain all evil. No. Other translations in the Bible use the word restrainer, and they interpret it as a law, L-A-W, or laws, L-A-W apostrophe S, of man. Well, the Magna Carta, or the Constitution of the United States of America, which has protected to a great degree the American people from the government, and has protected the nations of the world to a degree from the objectives of the United States government. That Constitution, as we know it, is at some point going to be discarded like a rabid dog. It is going to be kicked. I don't even want to use the term kicked to the curb. It's going to be worse than that. It's going to be shredded, like George Bush Sr. stated in, 2021, that GD piece of paper, quote, George Bush Jr., like his evil father, the thing that has kept these people from doing even more evil is the Constitution. But you look at right now, the Eighth Amendment, the First Amendment, Second Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom to worship. No, these things have lost their bite. They've lost their power. Barack Obama, I saw the man strutting. I saw him taking the spotlight once again. This man, I'm going to tell you the truth, this man is fully aware that he is coming back. He has been in Washington, D.C., keeping close tabs on everything taking place in that city, watching, waiting. He's on the hunt. He's waiting for his position. He's coming back.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group, with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory. The people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Okay, was going forward. So as I was saying, Well, I'll say this. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, here on 1360 KHNC. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Podcast for the programs, plus the programs throughout the day. On the weekend, for the other hosts, they're all archived on 1360khnc.com. Programs streamed at all times. So, I don't mean to disturb you, but Christ said, if you know the truth will make you free. Now, I'm going to give you a principle in the Bible. There are prophecies in the Bible, and the prophecies are accurate forecasting, like weather forecasters, accurately predicting the weather, accurate forecasting. Every prophecy in the Bible is an accurate prediction of future events, every single prophecy. The problem is not with the prophecy. The prophecy is accurate forecasting. The problem is inaccurate interpretation. So I see in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17, a riddle about seven kings. There are five kings that are fallen, one king that is, another king that must continue a short space, and an eighth king, which is of the seven kings. So you have eight administrations, but you only have seven kings to carry out eight administrations. One of these kings has an extra time in power. Well, the seventh king in the riddle is Donald John Trump. He is the seventh king that continues for a short space. He's still the king, but continues meaning he must continue for a brief space. He doesn't get the full time in his position. It is limited, but he continues for a short space. In other words, he doesn't get the full time. This is exactly what has been happening, what has happened. The eighth king is of the seven. So one of the seven original kings, or we'll put it this way in our modern vernacular, one of the last seven presidents of the United States of America, starting with Jimmy Carter. One of those seven, from Carter up to Donald Trump, gets two long terms. The only ones that are living, Jimmy Carter. Is Jimmy going to take another eight-year term, roughly? No. How about Ronald Reagan? Can't happen. George Bush Jr., Sr.? Can't happen. How about Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton's in bad shape, too, just like with Joe Biden. No, he's not coming back. How about George Bush Jr.? Is he coming back? No. Why not? I won't have time today to explain it to you. Donald Trump, the man who destroys dynasties, Donald Trump, in his bid for presidency, destroyed the Bush dynasty, political dynasty, forever. It is over. Bushes will never, ever come to power again. Donald Trump, the dynasty killer, destroyed the Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, political dynasty, forever. They will never, ever become political powers in this country again, because Donald Trump is a dynasty killer. So who does that leave? My interpretation. There are inaccurate interpretations. The accurate forecasting is accurate. I say, in my interpretation, these last kings, the seven kings, are already alive. They've already gone through their administrations, and now we have a space where we're kind of floating because of Joe Biden. Who, the eighth king, the eighth president, who is to take over the eighth administration? We've already eliminated everybody up to Barack Obama. You saw this man come back in. If you watch the video, he came in confident. He came in arrogant. This man is self-important. He is the most, according to the Bible, I believe he's number eight. He is the most, what is the term, psychological term, narcissistic human being ever in the history of the world. If he is number eight, the traits throughout the scripture about this king is he is the most narcissistic ever in the history of man. No man has ever been more self-centered, self-loving, self-important, and confident like this man. I began to, last week, kind of go into his history and his dynasty, but the way things work in the world, you know, we have ebbs and flows. You have the tide come in, the tide go out. The tide come in, the tide go out. Why does the tide come in and go out? Because history, every day, something different changes that has to be addressed, like what's happening with Russia in the Ukraine. Russia's going to be victorious. We'll be back with Rodriguez.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Hi, this is Vince Rivera with Serenity Painting.
What's up, guys? Vincent is a veteran, a friend of mine, a Christian, and a great guy who implements customer service and integrity into every job that he does. If you're looking for a painter that doesn't cut corners, that actually shows up when he says he's going to show up, does what he says he's going to do, look no further than Serenity Painting and Decorating.
GottsPainter28@gmail.com. 970-978-9565. Check out our customer reviews, Serenity Painting.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We're going to close out the program. Podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com. Sunday's program is from 9 to noon here on 1360 AM radio. Now, what's happening in the Ukraine is also part of an objective by the Obama administration. He allowed Victoria Nuland during his administration to begin the aggravation process to cause the friction, the relationships to be destroyed, putting Zelensky in. It is a CIA operation headed up by Victoria Nuland. It was an Obama plan. One thing about this man, he makes sure mud doesn't end up in his face. He's very careful. Everything that he does, he does to other people. He does not like to be exposed for what he is. He does not like to be caught in a lie. He doesn't like to have egg on his face. This is the purpose, his purpose, for Joe Biden. Biden will do all the damage, do all the evil, do the corruption. This is why Biden and his children did all that they did in the Ukraine with the oil industry, with the big gas companies. Biden, don't think that Obama is not profiting from this. This man is always being funneled something to the back channels, according to the Bible. He's very wealthy. He's very cunning. He's very subtle. And he uses people to accomplish the dirty deeds that are done dirt cheap, like the old song. But he's coming back, and he's going to make sure he's squeaky clean, because he has to be accepted by the whole Democrat Party, which they will accept him with open arms. And there's nothing that the good people of this country can do. Now, I'm going to end with this verse in Job chapter 9, verse 24. Job stated this: the earth has been given over to the power of the wicked. The whole earth at the end of the world before Christ returns, it's been given to the power of the wicked. We may not like it, but that's just the way, because God must allow evil to mature so everyone can see. The second part of the verse, he covers the faces of the judges. He blinds them. He blindfolds the judges. He covers their faces so they don't see, because God uses them for his plan. God gets to choose how these judges in America are going to be deceived before he punishes them, before they are destroyed. So don't forget, the earth is given over into the hand of the wicked men, and God covers the faces of its judges. Who else can do it? Because God is God, he can do it for his plan, for his purpose. So we'll be back tomorrow, finish out the week. Join me at 2 o'clock right here on 1360. For those at the distance, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon and evening.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown.